This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Joyful Exaltation. Psalm 95 verse 1 says, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. This psalm is an expression of shouting joyfully, exalting Him, coming before Him with an attitude of thanksgiving. The psalm here is about honoring God with our singing and also in a sense of community. So singing is about giving honor and worshiping God, but it's also an important way of showing God our allegiance. The exhortation here is, let us sing. And when we do that with the community of God's people, it's about invoking to praise Him, to give Him thanks. It's about gladness, loud shouts of praise, singing with musical instruments, and just going and expressing our thoughts emotionally, rejoicing in our salvation. Charles Spurgeon says, above all things we must, in our service of song, take care that all we offer is with the heart's sincerest and most fervent intent directed towards the Lord Himself. And look at what the next verse says. Shout joyfully. God is definitely honored when we go to Him with an enthusiastic heart. He's not expecting for us to just be somber and look in a mood of worship. But He wants us to have that glee, the joy in just bringing ourselves before Him. And we just look at Him as our sovereign God, looking at Him in all His wisdom, in all His magnificent glory, because He is the rock of our salvation. He is our refuge. He is our rescuer. And when we show that in our genuine thought of expression, it's a true attitude of worship. It's not merely sharing what we feel, but sharing it with a joyful expression, sharing it in His presence, expressing what our true connection with Him is. John Zundel wrote and composed the song Now with Joyful Exaltation in the year 1870. It's a popular hymnal sung in many churches. And it's a call to worship as the Lord of all creation, as Israel's Redeemer, and a warning that worship must be accompanied by a life of obedience. I like the translation of this verse in the Message Bible. It says, come, let's shout praises to God. Raise the roof for the rock who saved us. Let's march into His presence singing praises, lifting the rafters with our hymns. And why? Because God is the best, high king over all the gods. In one hand, He holds deep caves and caverns. In the other hand, He grasps the high mountains. He made ocean. He owns it. His hands sculpted the earth. So come, let us worship, bow down before Him, on your knees before God who made us. Oh yes, He's our God, and we are the people of His pastures, the flock He feeds. He goes on to remind not to turn a deaf ear, just as the people of Israel did in the wilderness. The core message of this psalm is about the Lord's greatness, Him being the great King. Recognizing His kingship, recognizing that He's the one who created us and He's the one who sustains us. Therefore, our God is worthy of praise. So this psalm is about lifting our praises heavenward. Let us introspect. Is our praise and worship and exaltation to the Lord just lip service, or are we doing it wholeheartedly, just putting our heart, soul and mind into exalting Him? Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we seek your forgiveness for the many times that we've sang hymns after hymns and just speak about you with empty words and not meaning it from within our heart. We ask, O Lord, that we will come to you with a true attitude of worship at all times because you are worthy of all praise and honor. Lord, help us to look at your sovereignty in the midst of everything in our lives. We just thank you for being our Jehovah, the God of our salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.